Hey there, just a heads up, this podcast is for grown-ups only. We're talking about adult stuff, think spicy language, mature themes, and topics your grandma might raise an eyebrow at. So if you're under 18, come back when you're older. For everyone else, enjoy the ride. Welcome to Hacking Love, Deepening Commitment Through Open Relationships. I'm Anna.
And I'm Aiden. We're thrilled to have you on this journey.
Together for 3 years now, we both came from long marriages and found ourselves craving a fresh approach to love and connection. Traditional monogamy just didn't resonate with us anymore, and we realized that exploring ethical non-monogamy could be the key to deepening our relationship and enriching our lives. In this podcast, we'll share our experiences, insights, and the lessons we've learned along the way. We want to create a space where you can feel comfortable exploring new ideas about relationships, whether you're curious about E&M or just seeking solutions for challenges in your current partnership. So if you're ready to rethink what love can look like, tune in as we dive into the world of ethical non-monogamy and discover how it can revolutionize your relationships. Welcome to Hacking Love. Okay, this is episode 4. We are driving home from a concert. And I had a thought when I was at the concert, and it was so cool. And it's the perfect little thing to take us into talking about our breakup, because there was one point we were dancing, we're having a great time, it's amazing. And you pulled out your phone and you were texting somebody, and I realized that 2 years ago, or when did we go to that concert? Where the Bumble messages popped up on your phone.
Oh, yeah. That was probably within the first year of dating.
First year of dating. Yeah. So I remember that happening, and just there was a time, it's so hard to remember a time when we were dating where I had anxiety about your phone. Mm-hmm. Or what was going on your phone, right? Mm-hmm. And we're at so much peace right now, and it didn't even occur to me. We have each other's password. It's just not even an issue anymore. But at that time, I remember the Bumble messages popping up. And I know I told you, because I was trying to be the cool girl, that you could keep dating, keep the apps open. That's fine. Obviously, we're separated, and you can do what you want.
We're both in, number one, protection mode, protecting each other. Ourselves from being hurt,
yeah,
as you might do when you start dating someone. And also, I wasn't getting a lot of your time, and I thought that you weren't that into me. I thought you were like,
yeah,
faking it or something, because you were working so hard.
Oh, babe.
Yeah, you would work all day, be exhausted, and then you were cagey on your phone too. So it was like,
yeah.
I thought we were just all right. Let's just keep doing this. Then we started open.
Yeah,
and so it didn't really feel like it was a problem at the time.
No, and it wasn't, because I was, like, telling you it wasn't, but then, of course, it felt bad.
Yeah.
Right? See, and I was like, oh, but then he actually did it, and I was like, oh, gosh, stab in the heart. But then, of course, I was still texting the person I'd seen who was not significant before you and not telling you.
Yeah, we were still, like, loosely committed.
Loosely right. Committed and, like,
and still kind of keeping options open, 1 foot out the door.
1 foot out the door. Yeah. That's how you've described it. And that's really, like, we hadn't jumped in fully yet with each other. Open, what is that? What's the Friday Night Lights? Full hearts.
Open hearts, full minds.
Full minds. I don't know. We're totally going to butcher that. But, yeah, like, we just hadn't done that. And we were still just, yeah, in self-protection mode.
Yeah.
For sure. And I think that happened, that concert and the Bumble notifications, that happened, I think it was like in the spring of 22, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
And then the summer of 22 was when we were on vacation, and then the text came through from the person that I had seen.
Yes.
Previously.
So, we're on our first trip together.
Mm-hmm.
And having a fabulous week, and we had this beautiful casita in the jungle, and we were in bed the last night before we left. And
it was the last night
before.
Oh my god.
And we were just talking and playing around, and like you pulled up your phone to show me a photo or something, and a signal message popped up. You want to say what it said?
Oh god, this is awful. It said, when can I fuck you again?
Yeah, when can we fuck again? It's been so long.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
So that didn't.
I looked at it, and actually, it's funny. You didn't know this, but I couldn't read it because I guess it was too far away from the phone.
Yeah.
I was like, what was that? You're like, nothing. And you're like, I'm like, what was that? Uh-huh. And then you like broke down and told me the whole story.
Yeah.
And so we can get into that story. I don't want to do it tonight. Maybe we'll add it to this.
I know. Piece. We can add it to it. But, I can't even remember because I know. I think I told you some of it that night, but obviously, but then we had.
You told me part of it, and then the whole story came out 2 weeks later.
At a burger joint.
Yeah.
At a burger joint. We were back home after we had sex at your.
We're getting ahead of ourselves. But my first thought was like, oh, okay. And I just couldn't really process it.
Yeah.
And then I went to sleep that night, and I got up at 4 a.m. going, what the fuck was that? Like, I was.
Yeah.
Because you coop it away, and I'm like, okay, yeah, I didn't really think about it that much. Okay, somebody wants to fuck her, okay. And
that would be disturbing.
Yeah, it was, because I didn't think there was anybody else around. And
sniffing around.
Yeah, sniffing around. And but it's somebody you'd have a relationship with before.
Yeah, relationship is a strategy. Yeah,
a fuck boy that you had been around before. You can go left here. Yeah, all the way.
Thanks, babe.
Yeah. And it was a significant relationship.
Yeah, it was a few months long. It was
easily a year.
Probably.
From what you tell. Yeah, probably. When the guy had been a little contentious in our relationship before that. No, it wasn't before that. That was the first time I heard
of it. No, yeah, 100%.
That's the first time I heard of it.
Yes, yes.
But I didn't know about him even, did I?
No.
That you had even been
with
him.
Never,
yeah, it was a secret. It was the big secret.
You.
That's right.
Yeah,
it was the big secret that you were never, you're going to take to the grave with you.
Yeah.
And it was out.
Yeah.
To me. And so I processed that night, and then I don't know if you remember that morning, but I was definitely a little more distant than we had been.
I'm sure that I noticed it. I don't, and I wish we had done these recordings right after, but I know we pick up on each other's moods, and we know immediately when we're not, because we're so usually just connected on every level, and when we're not, we feel it, both of us, immediately.
Yeah.
Like, there's a disturbance in the force, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, and I remember in the van on the way to the airport, you told me what you said was a deep, dark secret.
Oh, yeah.
And this is where my mind went with it, because my trust levels were low anyway.
Right.
Before I met you. And I thought you were just trying to balance out the secret that really wasn't that big of a secret to you. But you were just trying to tell me a secret. Like, okay, I'm telling you more. See, I'm doing more. I'm telling you more. It was like, I thought it was a game.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you never did that.
I never knew that.
I thought, okay, she's telling me this thing that's not that big of a deal. It's a big deal. But it might not be that big a deal to her, but she's making it like it is. Look at me, I'm sharing more. Sorry, I lied to you, but I'm not. Now I'm sharing things with
you. That was a big deal to me. There are very few people who know that about me. Maybe I'll share that on here.
No, you don't need to. But I think it's the timing of it right after this big revelation, and you're like, okay, I'm going to tell him more. And maybe that was your intent. I'm going to share more now because I need to share things with him and quit holding them back.
I think the oversharing maybe is a trauma response.
But you weren't oversharing, you were undersharing. I think that was an attempt to share more because you hadn't told me this
to make up
pretty
for
significant
it.
Thing. That was my impression.
That's really interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder if that's part of what was going on. I think I was feeling distant from you and wanting to feel closer to you.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And trying to put myself out there more and see parts of me that.
Yeah, and of course I interpreted that as manipulation.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You never knew that until this day, I think.
No, I didn't.
You.
I never knew that until this day.
I just
day.
Didn't think to ever bring it up again. I don't know why. But, yeah, so that was then, and then.
So, basically, just to clarify, like, on the van to the airport, we were talking, and for whatever reason, I do remember telling you about there's something that happened to me when I was at 19 that was particularly traumatic in my life that I hadn't shared with him. Mm-hmm. And I chose to share it with him at that time. And it's not something that other women haven't gone through, but it's not, I guarantee you, other women have. They are also carrying it. And I think that probably what was going through my mind was, okay, I've kept this past relationship from you. What else about me do you not know yet?
That's probably where it came from. Now that I know you,
yeah,
I know that's where it came from. I want to show him that I actually can be trustworthy and I can share important things.
Which I get that could seem manipulative. Lovely. I get it. I think no, I was trying. It was my sad attempt at a repair.
No, I don't think that's manipulative. That to me was the, you're trying to repair it.
Yeah.
But at the time, I thought it was manipulative because I thought it wasn't sincere. I thought it was like, that's all I was thinking. And by the way, the thing you told me, it was not as big. What you told me was not nearly as big as what it ended up being. You only told me a little bit. I was like, oh, that's not that big a deal.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't think that's a big deal?
No, I do. But.
Okay.
Okay, so we cleared that up.
No, we cleared it up. Yeah.
So what I was just saying is that I, at that point, I thought I was going to have to start putting, I was going to have to live with someone I didn't trust. And my trust had been lowered a bit, and I was going to have to start thinking more and not just giving myself up freely.
Yeah.
And not just giving of myself, but more protecting myself. So it sent me into more of a protective mode.
Yeah.
And that included, okay, now what is she doing? And who's she talking to? And what's that text about? And what's on her phone?
Right.
And yeah, so that's what led to the break. That was the beginnings in my mind of what led to it. But it wasn't even that. It was just more, I think there was a combination of that one incident, because the only thing I could really point to.
Yeah.
But it was also, you were very much in protection mode too.
Yeah.
And you were also in don't control me mode.
Yes.
And you definitely did not want to be controlled, because you had been controlled in your marriage, and it was very exhausting for you, and
yeah,
wasn't the way you wanted to live. And so you had, that was your experience with men.
Yeah, my perspective was, my phone is my business, and if I have guy friends or ex-lovers that I'm texting or flirting with, it's none of your business, and I get to do whatever I want, and you can't tell me what to do. And it was this very unhealthy, unhealed, black or white kind of thinking, right? Like, that is not conducive to a healthy relationship.
Right.
There is a difference. I was having a hard time drawing the line between a controlling, abusive, narcissistic relationship, which is, you know, you have to, you know, do what I say all the time, you can't be yourself, show me your phone, like, you get weird stuff. And we should want to trust each other, and I love you, and if for some reason you're feeling less secure in our relationship because of something or anything, why wouldn't I want to make that better? And so that's what we've gotten to now, which I'm just like, here's my phone, here's my password, check that, read that text for me. There's what is the point? There's no there's nothing that you don't know about me, there's nothing I don't know about, which probably something I don't know about you, I don't know. But I like that.
Well, I think we're describing is the difference between then and now.
You can just add this and I'll call it back.
The difference between then and now is then was protection mode, don't control me, I need to not get hurt again. And then I was exhibiting the behaviors that appeared to be controlling, because it's, why do you care what I'm doing? I don't want you. So at the time that she was acting sketchy and not telling me the truth,
yeah,
and not telling me the full truth and not opening up, that was making me not trust her.
Yeah.
And so then I went into trying to find things out or figure out if she was really in for the long term, question things and not trust her. So it was just, became this vicious cycle of my distrust and her don't control me. And those two things together just were counterproductive for sure.
Yeah.
So I think that's the reasoning going into it, at least from where I came. And neither of us is fully innocent in this. We made mistakes. We interpreted things totally wrong.
Yeah.
But we learned from it.
Signal text came in. Then it was September or end of August. Then we went to Burning Man. Mm-hmm. And we had that. And then we broke up in October or November. I think it was.
It was October 20th.
We got back together
October
in December.
14th.
Oh, babe. Aww.
You got to go to December 26th.
I love you. You did? Are you serious?
I know the dates.
Baby.
I know the dates.
Oh, so much. Oh, my God. It was horrible.
Very impactful.
It was the longest 5 weeks of our lives.
Yeah, it was brutal.
It was horrible.
And it was a total cut. It was a total break. No
horrible
weaning off. Like, the drug of chemistry that we had together was just cold, hard turkey stopped.
It was absolutely horrible. It was horrible.
Really hard.
And for me, it came out of the blue. Because I thought, because we just buried it, right? We saw the text, then we had Burning Man, then we had all these kind of things happen. And then we came back from Burning Man, everything was, I thought, fine. And I went back to work. I was working a ton. I was had my kids, I was driving all over the place. And I thought we were good. Mm-hmm. We weren't seeing each other enough. Mm-hmm. Because
of, that's part of it, I think, is that we weren't spending a lot of time together. And so my mind started wandering because yep. I wanted to be with you a lot. And yes. you just didn't appear to want to. I knew you did, but you didn't appear to because you were just so hunkered down and just overworking. And
I was in panic mode, you guys, because I had just gotten a divorce and was working, trying to rebuild my career, essentially. It was, if you, any of you out there have ever made the bargain of staying home with your kids and not working, you give up all of the career development of all those years. And so I had done that for 17 years and was absolutely terrified of financially being out on my own and just was throwing myself into my work out of sheer fear, honestly, of being able to take care of myself and my kids. And that I could see how that could look like. I wasn't interested, but I really was. And I was exhausted. I'm not in that place now. I've found a much better balance, but it was really rough. So it was a conflation of things that happened where you had signs from these texts coming in and I wasn't paying enough attention to you. And I think you put it all together and thought, well, she's probably just not that into me. Mm-hmm. You came over one night and you just...
You forgot the incident that we ran into the guy.
Festival. Yeah.
And we ran into Mr. Mystery, who was sending texts saying you want to fuck her.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that she had run into him, and we were in the same space, and we were all about sharing. We had this big share with this affair that she had had, and I thought we were good. I thought we were communicating and all that, except for the time element. I thought we were pretty good on the trust level. And then, I don't know how to make a long story short on that, but basically they ran into each other. She didn't really admit it until later, much later. I was standing right there. Why didn't you tell me he was here? And so my mind ran and started making up stories. And that's another, I think a big lesson I've learned on all this is that you really can make stories up in your head that are not accurate.
Oh, yeah.
Even if there's some truth to them, they're not fully accurate, and you can't make life decisions based
this
on
break, our your fucking story is making. The biggest lesson in life. You can't make up stories. Wait till you get to the end. It's ridiculous. So we were at this festival, basically, and I went to the bathroom, and on the way back, I ran into this guy that I'd previously seen and his daughter, and they stopped to say hi, and then I went back to the picnic blanket where you were, and I didn't say that I had seen him. Because he had sat down, like, right across, I mean, within eyeshot of where we were. And I was a little frozen based on what had happened. I was afraid if I told you, I just didn't know. I don't know. This sounds so ridiculous to say right now. I was afraid you would cause a scene or he would cause a scene. Neither one of you would have caused a scene. If anyone was going to cause a scene, he would, because he drinks and you don't, and you're just a calm person anyway. You're not a scene causer. But I think the reason I feared that is because I came from a marriage mm-hmm. in which it would have been an issue. There would have been some sort of drama or I don't know.
It would have been. Yeah. And you did not want that to happen.
No.
And so
I waited until we got all the way back to my house until I told you.
You're like, hey, I ran into him. And I'm like, where?
And then that felt shady.
Like, it was right there. And so, yeah, it felt shady. And I was like, so you went to the bathroom and talked to him. I didn't get any of it.
Yeah.
Now I get it all. But at the time, I'm like, okay, so that's just more points of evidence, if you could say that, it's more data points for me to assemble into my suspicious mind. So,
I know.
And then on top of the time and then that element of it. And it was just like, okay, this woman, my trauma was I couldn't believe that she was really in love with me.
Oh, baby.
I really couldn't believe it. And I guess I just didn't know to my soul until we went through this breakup. And I'm like, oh my gosh, we were, yeah. So that happened. And then I took a few days to think about it and spoke to my friends. And I told them all these data points. And they all made sense because they made sense in my mind. And when I explained them, they made sense. And then I had this brilliant idea that I was going to ask her for a break in time to let her know maybe what she was losing, to give myself some time away to think and to see if this is something I really wanted to do, and just turn the heat off a little bit. Because we were just acting like everything was fine, and it wasn't in my mind.
No.
And so I was just I'd come over your house, and we'd have sex, and we'd talk, and I was like, yeah, everything's fine, but it really wasn't in my head, literally in that moment. And then, so I had this brilliant idea to go over to your house and tell you, hey, I need some time. So I told you I wanted a break, and
I lost my shit.
And so
I lost.
I said, why don't we just take a little break?
My shit. I had no idea.
Pause for a little while.
To me, this came completely out of the blue.
Right.
I thought we were good. I thought, I literally had no idea. So let's go inside. Okay. Not so hot. Okay, so I had been completely in shock. I had not been expecting, I definitely had not been expecting what I perceived to be a breakup. This is, you guys, we've gone around this so many times. It's like the episode of Friends. We were on a break. Is it a break or breakup? Like my female perspective is that if you ask me for a break, that's just a nice way to break up with a woman. So I took it as a total breakup and I was devastated and I had no idea where it was coming from. And I kept trying to find out why he wanted to take the break, but he wouldn't tell me.
That's right.
And so
I don't know why I wouldn't. I think I was just more, I was afraid of more manipulation.
You thought I was gonna lie.
At this point, I thought you were just lying all the time. It had built up so much.
Yeah.
And just the distrust was just high at that time that I just thought anything I tell you is just going to be used against me or whatever. And there were, during this period, there were little pieces of that happened when we were in our trauma and not acting as our best selves.
Yeah.
And, but yeah, my intention was a 5 or 7 day break apart. And I don't even know why it was a good idea. To think and to process and to really have us just turn the heat off a little bit was the idea. And I talked to friends about this and that was the decision I came to, having no idea how much that would just break you in half. And I felt like you knew it was happening, but you were denying it. And like that I wasn't feeling right about us and that things weren't as good as they should be, but I probably wasn't giving you that much indication.
I assumed you were feeling terrible about us and hated us and didn't want to date me anymore.
No, before that. Like when you said everything was fine.
Oh,
at the time I thought she must know something's up because
I'm
not.
I knew we were working on stuff.
Yeah.
Like I knew that we were.
Did you know what it was we were working on?
Since the whole text, we were working on communication. We had just had the running into the guy and me realizing, okay, he wants me to tell him immediately when I see this person. Mm-hmm. Immediately, not wait. Mm-hmm. He feels like a chump if I wait to tell him.
Yeah.
And so we're just learning each other. So I felt like we were just in that process of like, we were still in a relationship, but we were still learning how to communicate and how to take care of each other. And it wasn't pretty, but it wasn't like, but you weren't wrong. Like it wasn't where we wanted it to be. And I don't know if we could have gotten there had we not broken up, but it was frustrating not to be able to know what precipitated it. And when you wouldn't tell me why, my mind immediately went to, oh, if a man is breaking up with you and won't tell you why, it is because he wants to sleep with other women and he doesn't want to hurt your feelings. That is just what I thought.
Right.
And so I just,
absolutely not the case.
I was broken completely.
Right.
And I just gave up and I just cried every day for 5 weeks, essentially.
Yeah. And I did too, because your interpretation of us breaking up, you were like, no, we're broken up. And I'm like, wait, no, we're not. This is a break. And then we had this very philosophical, stubborn stance on if it was a breakup or not. And I was clear that it wasn't to me, but I wasn't clear with you and you didn't understand it. I think what's really interesting about this whole episode is I was never sexually jealous of this person or anybody.
No.
But to me, I just wanted what we have now, which is just the utter honesty and trust and feeling like I had nothing to worry about because I was getting the full story. And at the time, we just weren't there yet. My big mistake was just not talking to you. I could have just been talking to you. I don't like this.
Yeah.
Block that motherfucker. I tried to tell you to block him, and you're like, no, it's my phone. And
but I did.
A year later.
Was it a year?
It wasn't until this year you blocked him.
No.
January.
It was
definitely 23. It was not 24. It was way before this guy.
Okay, you're right. Good. Yeah, sorry.
It was definitely
then that. Yes, it was a few months later. But I'm like, why can you block him back in June? Like, why is this guy important in your life? And you had stories. Like, it was people pleasing, yeah. And you didn't want to block him because you thought he would be upset or whatever. It was just stuff that wasn't significant now.
Exactly.
But at the time it was to you. But for me, it was just, it wasn't, who are you fucking? It's not necessarily me. Clearly, these days, you can see that doesn't matter. But it was more, it was just, I wanted the level of trust where I didn't have to exhaust myself with thinking. And that was,
nobody wants that.
But that's really a me problem. It's not a you problem.
Well,
you know, you have your own problems, but I have my own problems. And those are things that,
we're a team,
that I was bringing to the relationship that didn't, that I needed to work on or need to learn about. So I learned about it through this.
Yeah.
And I learned, now I've learned, oh my God, I was just, I was dealing with shit that had happened in my life somewhere. Yeah. You know, that I had trust issues of really believing that was possible. I never believed in marriage. I didn't believe relationships could be like this. I never even knew this was possible.
Yeah.
To have a complete connection with someone where you know everything about that person and they can tell you anything they want and you can answer it as honestly as you want.
We're not saying it's perfect or easy.
Yeah, not like, perfect or easy, but that was the goal.
But honest, but there's trust.
Yeah, the trust. And you could tell me any fucking thing and I would be curious about it. If I didn't like it, if I was uncomfortable, I'd be curious about it. And maybe I'd be uncomfortable. That's okay.
You could just say that.
In my previous relationship, I couldn't say anything.
Yeah.
Or it would be misinterpreted, used against me later. It would be reacted to in a way that I didn't intend. Yeah. She wouldn't understand my intent of what I was saying. So I had a lot of barriers to open communication.
Yeah.
Of course, I come into it expecting that with you, but I had barriers.
And me expecting you to cause scenes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So I think,
we bring baggage.
Yeah, we do. And so from this, again, the guy was insignificant. I knew that about him. I knew that about him the day you told me about it. And then I knew about that the whole time. But it was more like, why couldn't you just tell me? And you obviously couldn't in your previous relationships say anything broaching any looking at a dude.
No.
Because we were both in that scenario. So hence the conversation we're having now in this whole real podcast about this jealousy, this unnecessary drama, the cheating, the breakups that don't have to happen.
Right.
The mistrust, the exhausting yourself with wondering what's happening.
Yeah.
All that to me is unnecessary. And we talked about that earlier about how we watch a TV show and it's unnecessary drama, unnecessary murders, unnecessary breakups that don't have to happen if you can just really connect with your partner.
Yeah, figure out where feelings are coming from and really listen to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that if I had understood why you wanted the break from me, maybe I would have been able to accept a difference between a break and a breakup. Like if there was some reason, I have a herpes outbreak and we can't see each other for 10 days. If I had a reason.
For the record, we don't have herpes.
We do not. We are drug and disease free. Or disease free.
Disease free, okay. Technically.
But since you weren't giving me, I thought you were being cagey about not telling me the answer. And I thought, isn't that what guys do when they want to sleep with other women? They just say, I need a break, and they try to ease out of it, and they don't want to hurt our feelings. Yeah. And I just thought, well, he was on the apps just a few months ago. Maybe he still is. Maybe he found somebody else. I guess I just put too much faith in this, and I really thought, I mean, we got Playa married at Burning Man. I thought we were really good. I thought we were just working through our issues. But so anyway,
totally understandable.
He
totally understandable.
Did the break. I got furious and threw him out of the house.
Yeah, she got really more angry than I've ever seen her since or before.
Yeah, I literally had spent years tamping down and ignoring anger. Mm-hmm. I don't think I'd expressed anger in probably 20 years.
I really got it that day, and I'm really glad for it, because I got to know that, and I hadn't seen that from you, because you had tamped it down even with me.
Yeah.
And it was you really letting go of a lot of the anger you had, not just at me, but at your past marriage, and that's probably a good thing, I'm guessing.
Yeah. I always told you there were a couple of times during that breakup, when that night, and then when I went to come get my stuff from your house, where I yelled at you. And I've in the past.
Oh, I forgot about that one.
Yeah. I know. We can talk about that in a second. That was heartbreaking. This is hard. This is really hard to talk about, honestly. Mm-hmm. This is a very dark time. Mm-hmm. But even the fact that I could yell at you, not that I'm advocating anybody yelling at anybody, But the fact that I felt safe enough with you to express the full range of human emotion, I have looked back on it as like a green flag, because we should be able to, within limits, right, not abusively, but express ourselves, express normal human emotions, and without, and I hadn't done that before because it was not safe to do that in previous relationships. And I don't know, I'm always looking for the silver lining in
things. That is a silver lining, that you felt comfortable enough physically and emotionally,
because
physically too, in your case,
like you weren't going to come and bust the windows of my
car. You know, I wasn't going to try to do something crazy. So that is a good thing, right?
It is a good thing. It's a big step, but yeah. So we didn't see each other. I just went on working every day.
I got blocked. I was trying.
I blocked him. Cried my eyes out.
We brought in friends and family and everyone. And we created a drama around us with our mutual friends and family, and it was, every day was really a struggle for me. I've never been heartbroken like that in my life.
Me neither.
Not through my marriage, my divorce, or anything.
I've never been broken up with ever. That's the first time.
We got that too. And I'm glad we had that, because I know we've talked about this looking back.
Yeah.
It set the stage for building what we have now. And so I guess maybe in another episode we'll talk about the comeback.
We have more to talk about in this.
We do? Okay.
Yeah.
What?
So we broke up. I was just working all the time, crying every day, eyes poofy, looked like a total nightmare. And then at some point, I can't remember, a week in or something, I went to your house to pick up the stuff that I've left there. And I just remember you opening the garage and coming out, and I just collapsed into your arms, and I just was sobbing. I just could not. And I remember at some point going upstairs to your bedroom to get my stuff, toothbrush. What did I even have? Clothes.
Yeah, and clothes and toothbrush and
stuff. And just my little box of stuff. And it was so pitiful. And just crying and sitting on the bed and trying to get you to tell me why again. And you wouldn't. And I just got furious and laughed and yelled at you.
You kept saying why. And I said, because you lied. And then that's when you lost it.
Yeah, I was like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, you're still talking about.
I was like, I didn't give you specifics. What?
I didn't give you specifics. And that was, again, I just couldn't. I don't know why I couldn't do that. It's just, I look back going, what an idiot. Like, why didn't you just say what the fuck happened? It would have been so much easier.
Because you didn't trust me at the time. We don't trust somebody.
Yeah,
there's no point in asking, telling the truth, because you assumed you were not going to get the truth.
Right.
I get that. I've dealt with people like that before. You're like, I'm not going to tell you and give you information because you're just going to use it to
manipulate your life.
And so you thought, for the record, I was not having sex with anyone else from the day we met. So this guy was just I had seen him before I met you, and he was continuing to text me after that. Occasionally. He's just one of those, guys.
He's a lascivious dude. Like, he just
really likes a lot of women. And I think what he does is I was just on his list. It was a cut and paste. Don't you think?
He also has his cheating kink that he loves to sleep with married women. And so that's another whole aspect to it. Like, that's, he loved possible. Women who were attached. That was his thing. He was a Sancho.
Yeah. I've never heard
Sancho
that.
Sancho is a backdoor man.
Well.
So, and that was his kink. And so, like, this is the guy who's going after my girlfriend, who's already been with her and is texting her still, and she's still in communication with him. So, and he was, you know, scumbag of a guy. So, but that, again, it wasn't really a sexual jealousy. It was a trust with you.
Yeah.
And at the time.
Exactly. Look, right, like, yeah. And at that time, I think we weren't completely, and that, I can't remember when it was. It was in the fall after the festival, after you saw him, that I blocked him. And
no,
it was after the breakup.
No, you blocked me first. That's another thing I was wondering. I was like, she can't block that motherfucker, but she can block me on every channel for 5 weeks.
Well, I heard that about was you.
Well,
you hurt me.
It didn't feel that way. That's exactly why. I know why. But at the time, I'm like, okay, so I'm blocked, but that guy's not. Okay, clearly I did the right thing. It was just, that was my assumption. But it wasn't until we got back together and I said, why don't you just block the guy?
I know. I was so scared to do that.
I know.
I'm
and
like
that's
so
the
scared
other thing
to make people
so
mad, or I was scared to make people mad, especially men.
Which makes sense now.
And it also sounds ridiculous and looking back. But yeah, I think it was healthiest. He's not a bad person. And for...
I've got stories. I've told you the stories.
Oh, you're right. Okay. All right. In my limited experience for
He was fine for the time that she was with him.
For the time post separation from my marriage that was...
Yeah, I used to joke that, after her separation, he got her to a point where she could date me. So I always make the joke, thank you for your service, because he got her out of the really traumatic marriage she was in and got her thinking.
Got my groove back.
Got a groove back, yeah. And then that flamed out, and then she was ready for me. So I... Thank you, sir, for what you did. But
after 17 years, you just, I don't know.
There's nothing wrong with it to me. Yeah. It's just, you, and I didn't even know you at the time. I mean, who am I to say, like, what you can do or not? Or even now, I can't tell you what to do.
I knew from the beginning that was not a long-term fit for anything. It served a purpose, and then, and then fizzled out, as it should have. But, yeah, it did not need to be... causing problems with us,
which is how you're ultimately able to finally block. Like, wow, I'm okay. I'm gonna do this. I'm like, you can do it, and I'm gonna do it, and you did it. And you go, how did you feel?
I felt great. I was like, oh, okay. Nobody's coming and banging down my door, telling me I'm a bad person or a mean or.
Yeah, no, you're like, I felt great. This is awesome. Why didn't you do this before? You were so funny about it.
I know.
It's just the freedom you felt. And I think the lesson that we're imparting here is. The communication between us, me not telling you what was on my mind, which was just dumb.
Yeah.
And the communication, what you really wanted, what you're up to, and the time thing, us communicating about that and really approaching it from a non-defensive way. And then blocking toxic people who are disrupting your life.
And then y'all 2 years later, you had this woman who kept texting all the time, texting, calling, call this stuff. And I was like, hey, babe, why does she keep doing that? Why don't you just block her? Does she know you're even dating me? And you're like, I don't know if she does. And I was like, two things.
Who are you talking about?
Starts with an H.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, interesting. I was like, so why don't you just block her or just tell her that you have a girlfriend? And so I did
immediately.
No, dude, you didn't block her. You said, maybe I'll just tell her that I'm dating you. Because if maybe, and I was like, if she knows you have a girlfriend, she's going to stop texting you.
Yeah.
Unless she's mentally ill.
So the story there is that there was a woman I met the same time she was with this other guy before I knew her. And it was going nowhere, and we had no future, and I really didn't really enjoy her company even. It's a heavy drinker, and it was just annoying. But she was on me, just like he was you. She was on me with text, and she would just get drunk on a Tuesday night and just blow up my phone.
It was extreme. I saw it.
It was extreme.
Yeah.
And I'm just like ignoring it, trying to ignore it. Yeah, whatever. I was still in somewhat communication. Okay, yeah, I'm just being totally neutral about it. Yeah. But she just loved the fact that I was reading her text, even if I didn't say anything back.
Yeah.
Until you figured out that my car was taking the text and was showing her that it was a red message. So all she needed was that the message was red, and she kept... just that turned her on enough to send more messages, which is just psychotic to me.
Yeah.
And then, it was the same thing in reverse. Eventually, I just said, I'm really happy with my new girlfriend, and everything stopped.
Yeah, I mean, I figured it would. I was like, she just might know... If you've never told her that you have a girlfriend.
Yeah, and it's like, of course.
That's pretty basic info.
That's basic shit. Like, why wouldn't I? It didn't cross my mind. And I'm like,
attention.
No,
maybe.
I did not like that attention. I was just like, no, just stop texting me. I was like, whatever, I'd ignore her. Hopefully it would go away. I just tried to ignore it to death, but that didn't work because that's what she liked. So, and then when he popped that in there, her answer was, I'm so happy for you, and I never heard from her again.
Never heard from her again.
Like, fuck, that was brilliant. Why was that so easy?
No, it's super easy. It's super easy. So funny.
So, go block at me.
But you guys, so this is just messy, and I'm sure y'all are out there just judging us and saying, like, y'all are just
idiots.
Or
learning from us, possibly.
But I don't know, I hope.
Maybe applying it to their own relationships or the mistakes that they've made in their relationships.
I mean, it's messy, and I know that, I mean, we've done some dumb things, but we basically, I'm trying to think of anything else during the breakup part, we eventually... there was a Christmas party in my neighborhood. He did not live in my neighborhood.
I had no reason to go to this Christmas
party. No, he did not. And
we'll talk, you know what? We should talk about the Christmas party in the next one.
No, I just think we should.
Why?
Let's get through it because this is painful for me to talk about all this breakup
really?
Stuff.
All
I just want to finish the breakup.
This is not the breakup. This is the reacquaintance.
No, but it's also, you're right. Maybe. Okay, that's the breakup.
No, let's tell that story because we've already mentioned it. It's actually funny.
I know, but it makes me, gives me like all the breakup stuff gives me a pit in my stomach.
I know,
it makes me,
too.
It reminds me of, and I hate it.
I know.
But we have. But it helps to talk about it.
This will be the closure story then.
Okay.
Okay. So.
I love you.
I love you.
It's so hard to.
The Christmas party. 5 weeks in, and I've started healing and moving on. I've gotten on the apps. I've dated a couple of people. I move quickly in these situations.
I'm sobbing on the
Whereas
floor.
Whereas you're sobbing on the floor and working all the time. And so yes. We both handle our trauma in different ways. And yes. I was just like, I have to get my mind off her. I'm going to date other people. That was my goal.
Aww.
But I was still totally in love with her and thinking about her constantly, and nobody else measured up. And we had a mutual friend that said that she was having this party that I knew you would be at. And I showed up to this random party I would never go to otherwise. And she knows I don't even like those parties. And I show up and I see her there. And
let's back up because my friend had called me and was like, oh, I'm bringing you to the party. And I was like, as a date? And she was like, and I was like, are y'all dating? And I was like, are you calling to tell me? Is my friend calling to tell me she's now dating my boyfriend? What is going on? Like, why is he coming to this party? It was very, I don't know. She was acting odd about it.
And from my perspective, it was, I was trying to get to the party. And this is the only way to get there was to go with her friend.
I know, but I didn't understand. Like, she just was
She was plus wanting me. And
which I was like.
Now we know it's because she was trying to get us back together.
She was, but she should have just said that. Mm-hmm. No, he just wanted to come to see you. That would have been better than being like. I don't know. Anyway,
she didn't know how
I
you would
so
react,
confused.
But you would not. You might not have reacted well to that.
You're right.
Yeah,
no,
you were anti me.
Yeah.
For the last 3 or 4 weeks of that, you
so
were
I was
just
like,
not,
why is
nothing
he,
to do with me.
Why is he like coming? Is he like trying to get in my face to say, "Oh, I'm now dating your friend"? Like at my neighbor's party.
I was
so confused.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I was.
Yeah, you didn't know what to think.
I didn't know what was going on, and so I saw you, and we made eye contact a couple times. Okay, so I knew. So I get this phone call while I'm getting ready for the party for my friend. Hey, I'm gonna bring. You with her. And I was like, okay, that's odd. And I immediately took off what I had was decided to wear and put on a very much cuter, shorter, tighter dress.
Yes, she did. Cruel.
This is pretty great. It's pretty great. And so then, yeah, we saw each other at the party from like way across the room, but he never came up to me. And I was like, what is he doing here? Like, why he's here? He's looking at me, but he's not talking to me. Mm-hmm. What is going on? And so like the whole party went by. And at some point you came just to tell me goodbye.
No, I came to tell a friend that you were talking to goodbye. Did not know you were there. I was just saying, I'm leaving.
Sure.
No, I did not know you were there. And I said goodbye to her. And then you looked up. And I'm like, oh, okay. And then
we went for a side hug,
turned to a real hug.
Yeah.
And all of our friends drifted away. And it was just her and I hugging at this party. Which was a monumental moment, actually.
Yeah.
And then you said, let's go talk. And I was like, no, I don't really want to talk. Because, again, the trust just was, I just didn't trust you or us.
Yeah.
And we went in a corner and chatted and just caught up on some stuff. And it was just like, okay, are we, like, talking now? This is just really strange. And
tell them what you said.
I thought it would be really. Cause,
so mean.
Well, you were my best friend, right? You were my best friend before for the previous year and a half.
More than best friends.
I mean, you're my partner, my person, but my best friend who I could tell anything to. Huh. So I decided to tell her one of my funny dating stories.
He goes, do you want to hear a funny dating story? And I just started crying.
But it was a funny story.
I didn't. You had broken up with me. Now you immediately want to tell me in the first 5 weeks about other women you're fucking? No, thank you.
Yeah.
I was
right.
like,
not,
no.
Not a great move. But
no,
I thought it was
you.
Funny.
I started crying and I was like, too soon or not ready.
Yeah, too soon.
Yeah, you just started laughing. I was like, oh my God, does he not think that I love him? Does he not understand
no, I didn't.
How devastated I am? Like,
I
was, our communication was so off, you guys.
So off.
So off. And so.
I didn't know that you were devastated.
Oh, Jesus.
I was blocked. I had no idea. No one could tell me what you were thinking. You weren't talking to anybody about it.
Look, the only thing worse than the anger is indifference, okay?
Right.
If I
That's how I felt you were
care,
with me.
That's I had to block you because if I was indifferent, I just wouldn't have cared. Why would I block somebody I'm indifferent about?
That's what you do when you're indifferent. You block them.
Why?
Because you don't want to ever hear from them again in your life.
I'm indifferent about all these people out here. I don't go find their names and go block them. I block somebody who's actively causing me pain.
So it's an act of love is what you're saying.
No, it's an act of, I'm furious at you.
Okay.
Because you've hurt me. I'm not indifferent to you.
Felt like indifference.
No.
Absolutely felt like, absolutely.
Think about it.
No, I get the logic of it, but to me it felt like she does not give a shit about me. Block me, doesn't ever want to hear from me again. I was sending you emails, I don't know what we're going through.
Block someone you're indifferent to.
You block someone you hate.
Yes.
So I thought you hated me.
yeah, you broke up with me for no reason and didn't tell me why.
Okay, we know the story now. Everyone knows the story. But my going into that party, I thought you hated my guts, but I still wanted to see you. That's why I was there.
Yeah.
And to see if there's if you really did hate my guts.
And to tell me about the women you were fucking.
No, that wasn't my intent. I told you that story because...
That hurt so bad. It's like a dagger.
I didn't know it would hurt you. I thought
you were trying to hurt me worse.
Yeah, absolutely not. What I was trying to do was tell you a funny story because I was trying to rekindle us.
This is not a funny story. Tell a girl you just broke up with who's heartbroken about the women you're fucking within 5 weeks.
But the detail of the story was actually pretty funny, but we won't get into that.
Oh, God. I see I've even blacked it out. But yeah, you can go ahead and tell the story if you want.
No, I'm not. But because it involves too many other people.
Oh, that's a good point. Oh, right. Okay.
But anyway.
That actually was a funny story.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay. Actually, you know what it is?
But I could not have heard it at that time.
But I know how I felt at the time, and how I felt was comfortable enough to tell you something that was like a shared experience that maybe we would...
I'm so happy for you that you felt so
cold. Okay, I get it.
I felt like garbage.
It was not smart. It was not smart. But that was my feeling at the time. It was almost like, hey, the way you and I are, like we are right now, the way we are is just so best friendy. And it was just the topic may not have been the right topic,
but
it was
like... That's how we had been, and that's how I thought we were. But then getting...
What do you think my intent of telling you that story was?
Getting broken up with was to make me jealous, to hurt me.
Okay, what do you now think it was?
I think now...
You know me. What do you think? You know I wasn't going to hit you over the head with it.
No.
What do you think the reason is now looking back?
I just think you just had no idea how badly you had hurt me. You must not.
That's not the question. The question is, what do you think my intent of telling you that story was?
I don't know.
Maybe I just told you.
Just awkward and just a little awkward. Didn't know what to say. Mm. Trying to make conversation.
I just told you what it was. I was trying to make conversation, and I felt like it was actually that story in particular would have been a point of connection for us. And
wow. That was a really poor
choice.
Judgment.
Hey, I'm not saying I'm the fucking smartest guy and I'd make bad decisions.
Wow.
But that's where my dude head
and
was thinking.
No, it just, and it also gets to like you just not believing, and I hope you believe that now, like how much I was really deeply in love with you and how horribly it hurt me.
And that goes both ways. Because obviously I was at this dumb party on my own, literally not knowing anybody there.
Yeah.
And looking to see you across the room and not talking to you. It's just, that's the motive of a puppy dog. A puppy dog whose tail is between its legs is at the party looking at you and trying to find you.
I thought you were trying to drag my friends around in front of me to make me jealous or hurt me. You guys, this is a period of time that we went through of the 5 weeks. And then during the whatever, we got into therapy after that for about 5 weeks where we...
That is definitely another episode.
We were the issue is we were both so disconnected and so misinterpreting each other. We were completely wrong about the other person's intentions, motivations.
And that is the lesson of this episode is you can be so right and be so fucking wrong.
Yeah.
And you can't always believe what your past is telling. You can't believe what your previous experiences are telling you when you really have someone you love. And coming out of that, I learned to trust my intuition. My intuition was telling me that we were in love with each other, right?
Yeah.
But it can also lie to you. Maybe it's not intuition. Maybe it's your programming.
Yes.
That explains, that puts you in the mind of something you've experienced before. If someone's been cheated on a lot in their life, which I haven't, but you'd think I have, by the way I behaved.
Mm-hmm.
But if you've been cheated on a lot in your life, you would expect the next person to do that. And so you'll look for ways to confirm that is that person, that's who they are. And it may not be. But you'll convince yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll spend all day convincing yourself and coming up with all the data points, is what I call them. And in your case, you were convinced that I was going to hurt you, continue to hurt you.
Yeah.
Because that's your experience. And do things that were really with ill intent and parade around, that kind of stuff. It's just, but that was, you were relying on your previous experience, which is perfectly natural as a human being to do that.
I think because we weren't communicating.
Yeah.
And like, that's, you weren't telling me why you wanted the break, so I was left to my own devices to bridge that information gap, which for me was, he wants to date other women, he doesn't love me, he wants to hurt me, I don't know why, and it just didn't end up very well. So yeah. we tried to talk that night. We didn't get very far. And then you drove, offered to drive me home.
And about then, a half a block.
Yeah, which was close. And then we sat in the car at the end of my driveway, and he didn't try to kiss me, and I was pissed off about that.
That's right.
But also, like, glad, because I knew we were not at that spot. But I also, I'm always super attracted to you, and that's a problem. So
mm-hmm.
we have the thing.
It's not a problem. Not a problem at all.
It's not a problem. All right. And then we started talking on the phone, and I think pretty much immediately I said, look, like, if we're going to keep talking like this, we need to get a third party involved. What do you think about getting a counselor? Because we can't repair anything without getting to the bottom of why you broke up with me in the first place.
I felt like that was, when you first told me that, I was like, because we were just talking again, like seeing where we're at, and we were just having normal conversations, and and then you offered that. I'm like, that's a really good idea, because finally I can drop the bomb of all these things I figured out. I was going to let her know that I knew all this shit, and anyway, we're going to end it there, because then we're going to talk about therapy, and then
moving
forward, and what happened from there.
And I'm going to work on my voice not being so loud. I know
you're not
like,
loud.
No, I think it's too loud. And then I'm going to try to do a better job of explaining the stories with more details, so they're not confusing.
You're doing a great job, and I'm going to edit all that out.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. So we will see you on the next one. Hopefully you'll just hit play and listen to it.
Yay.
Yay.